Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dave Fuller is our guest, a new friend, certified business coach, owner and founder of Fuller Business Development, author of Profit Yourself Healthy. We're talking about the importance of profitability. And Dave, connect profitability and health for us.
Well, Jim, I want to tell you a little story because I was out hunting, and I don't know if they hunt around your part of the world.
But
I was out hunting with my buddies, and there were three tents out that night, and a bear came into our tent, into our camp at night, and we're not talking
black bear, right?
We're talking a black bear, yeah.
We are black bear, okay.
But it was a predatory black bear.
Yeah.
So what happened was I woke up and I heard, and I didn't do anything because I didn't have a gun in my tent. And
he wasn't looking for blueberries, was he?
No, he wasn't. And my buddy in the other tent turned his flashlight on. He was the hunter, so I just let them, you know, I knew something was in, so I let them deal with it. They turned on the flashlight, and the bear came, rushed right in, and it grabbed his leg, took, you know, started pulling him out of the tent.
Wow.
And he started yelling. He said, Dave, shoot the bear. And this is the other guy was named Dave. And I heard the gun go off, and I heard him yell, my arm's gone. And the bullet went right through the bear and shot his arm off. And now he's yelling, and then the bear started attacking him again, and I heard him yelling, shoot it again.
So wait. A bullet went through the bear and knocked the guy's arm off.
Shot his elbow. This is what I heard in the middle of the night, right?
And the bear's still going.
The bear's still going. And so it's on him again, and he's yelling again. So now I'm getting up because I'm hearing, you know, I hear another gunshot, and I'm getting up. I grab my flashlight. I turn on my light, and as I come to the tent door, these are wall tents, so they're, you know, they're about 6 feet high. Turn my flashlight on. I get to the door, and as I turn the flashlight on, I see these eyes coming at me from the other tent, and they come direct towards
It's not either one of your buddies, either.
These are
little beady little eyes, aren't
right? That's right. And it comes right out of their tent, across 20 feet, and into my tent. I just held the door open. I did what anybody else would do.
You just said olé, right?
Yeah. Brushed past me, and I walked, and I stood out. Now my other buddy woke up, and he started yelling. But the point is...
Oh, there was another guy in the tent?
Yeah.
In your tent?
Another guy. You didn't
bother to wake up your tent mate?
No, I woke him up, but he jumped on me. And he was having a nightmare.
Oh, wow.
So he jumped on me, and so this is happening as well. So I pushed him off, and he went back to bed. So anyways, I come out of the tent, and we got the guy to the hospital, and it took, you know, 3 hours to get him to the hospital because we're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
But I was laying.
So what? Time out. The dogs, the bear's in the tent. What happened after that?
Oh, so anyways, the bear eventually. So the guy come running out of the tent, and he went into the other one, and then I'm flashing the light into the tent.
Yeah.
And the bear comes back out again, and you know, walks within a few inches of me, turns and goes into the other tent, and the other guy that had the gun, Dave, the other Dave, I'm telling him to shoot it, but he's in shock at this point.
Wow.
His gun had jammed, and the bear went into the other tent where. Now these two teenagers are yelling and screaming and and the bear's back in there and it dropped right in the middle of the tent and then one of the 16-year-olds unloaded a shotgun on it.
Wow.
So.
You get the guy to the hospital.
We got him to the hospital and his elbow, he wasn't bleeding out. So he has an elbow replacement. He had bite marks on his shoulder. He had a chunk out of his calf the size of your fist and he had a claw mark down his back. Now. As I was lying, you know, a few months later on, I'm lying, you know, I was thinking about the fatigue that happens when that adrenaline comes out of your body two or 3 days later after you have a traumatic event like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that I'd felt that before. And in 1998, Jim, I had opened, we'd had a successful business for 10, 12 years. I was making good money. We just had my first child. I was building a house. And my partner came to me and said, Dave, I just built this big plaza. I want you to go in it. And I knew it was the wrong location for our business. But I was under a lot of pressure. So I said, okay, well, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it differently. And so like many other small business startups, a lot of things went wrong. I had cost overruns. I had equipment failure. I had, you know, I opened up the store. I had my margin was lower than my other business. My average sale was a third of what it was. My labor costs were through the roof, and it ended up I lost $270,000 in the first year.
Wow, that put some stress on you.
The bank manager was calling me every week, Jim.
Oh yeah, I've had those calls.
And and I'm stressing how I'm going to make payroll, right? You know, so
I know all about that.
So, you know, when we get those adrenaline rushes, when we get that stress happening to us, you know, our cortisol levels go up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're not making a profit in our business, you know, if we're struggling, you know, to make payroll, if we're struggling to pay our suppliers, if our staff is coming in with problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we have staff problems, our adrenaline goes up. We have a bad, you know, customer experience, or, you know, our stress goes up. And so then what happens is two things happen. Our adrenaline and our cortisol levels go up. So our cortisol levels, because, you know, if in this fight or flight response, we want that blood pressure up because
yep.
we need to be in action. And so that's what happens. Our blood pressure goes up. And our blood sugar level goes up
mm-hmm.
because we need that energy to fight
right.
off the bear or fight off whatever, you know, that we're you know, run away, whatever we need to do. And when this happens, so then all of a sudden, you know, we start, as business owners, we start waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning because we've got these high
cortisol
levels.
And if you do that over enough years, folks, if you continue to be unprofitable or not sufficiently profitable, you wind up living in crisis management, don't you, Dave?
Well, you do. And not only that.
And crisis management will kill you like a black bear.
That's right, and it sucks your energy because now you're waking up 2 or 3 in the morning. You can't, you know, you're tired.
And there's no joy in your life.
No.
And when there's no joy in your life, folks, you have the opposite, which is what's eating away at you, and that's the reason why Dave wrote the book "Profit Yourself Healthy" by Dave Fuller. We're gonna take a quick break. Come right back after these messages. Ten Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.